Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
somebody out there saying I need God in my house.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry. And your host is Apostle Sadie Elliott. So glad you have stopped by today. Before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for what you're going to do and what you will do on this broadcast today. Let someone get an understanding more and more of the topic that we're talking about today, dear Heavenly Father. Move me out of the way and let the Holy Ghost speak through me. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. The topic today is power of prayer and the power from above. And our tag words today is pray, need, faith, and attack. You know, Christ stated that when the Holy Spirit came, the disciples would pray to the Father in the name of Christ. Accordingly, we find that after the coming of the Spirit, on the day of Pentecost, the early church, his characterization by prayer, the Spirit enabled all Christians to come to God with all their needs. There's that word need, prominent among their needs in the mind of the Apostle Paul, a deeper of faith in Christ. Prayer also part of the Christian armor against Satan attack. So we're talking about power of prayer and power from above. You know, one of the greatest examples of our faith was that the Apostle Paul, and one of the greatest things he modeled for us was prayer. Paul was never afraid to pray. He was usually praying for others. But what was Paul usually praying about? That's the question. What was the contents of Paul's prayer? That's the next question. You know, I went over to the book of Ephesians. We have a written account of a prayer Paul prayed for the believers in the flagging church he started during his first missionary journey. In the prayer, Paul petitioned God to strengthen the Ephesians, believe with power through his Spirit. Early in the letter, Paul described the power as the very same power by which God raised Jesus from the dead. Now imagine that for a second. Paul asked for the exact same power God used to resurrect Jesus from the grave to be used to strengthen the Ephesian believers. You know, what an extraordinary petition. Paul knew the Christian life wouldn't be all roses, and there would be times when Christians would need supernatural help. Likewise, Paul was actually aware of where that help come from, and he wasn't shy about action for it. That means the power, he knew the power came from above. You know, sometimes we're going to go through some hard times. In fact, many of us are going through something right now. Each one of us that's on this line is going through something right now. And if you're not, before the day is over, you will be going through something or early morning. Nevertheless, like Paul, we can pray for our Father to bolster us with the unequivocally power from on high. When you think about power of prayer, and that the power comes from above. When you pray, that power comes from above. And, you know, as I was thinking about that topic and reading, you know, on the power, on the prayer, I came across a few more words, you know, and everything in creation have a certain amount of power. Talking about power from above. But God's power is immutable. Animals have power. There is a power in nature. The wind and the storms, the thunder and lightning. People have the power to do good and evil. Rulers have God-given power and authority. You'll find that in Romans 13:1. The Bible also speaks of the power of angels. You'll find that in 2 Peter 2:11. And of spiritual beings known as principalities and power. Satan has also been given certain powers. You'll find that in Job 1:6-12 and then Job 2:1-6. But God is all powerful. You find that in Ephesians 1:19. In fact, power is a name for God. Jesus said that the Son of Man would be seen sitting at the right hand of power. You'll find that in Matthew 6:26-64. You know, God's power was manifested in Jesus. The power was shown through Jesus' miracles. You'll find that in Matthew 11:20, Acts 2:22. You know, in his work of healing and exorcism, you'll find that in Luke 4:36, 5:17, and 6:19, over in Acts 10:38. God's power is shown supremely in his resurrection. Jesus speaks to his power to give us his life. But the New Testament speaks mostly frequently of the power of God, the Father, shown in the raising of his Son from the dead. You'll find that in Romans 1:4. Ephesians 1:19-20. You know, during the second coming, Jesus will be seen coming on the cloud of heaven with power and great joy and great glory. You'll find that in Matthew 24:30. You know, meanwhile, Jesus is able to deliver people from the power of sin and death, from Satan, and from the spiritual focus of evil, 2 Corinthians 10:4, Ephesians 6:10-8. Since the ruler of this world, Satan, has no power over Christ, you'll find that in 14:30. He cannot have power over those who rely on him. That is us that rely on Jesus. Those who believe in God receive power from the Holy Spirit, meaning, in other words, the Holy Ghost. You'll find that in Acts 6:8. You know, enter Domino to live in his servant, power to be his witness. You'll find that in Luke 24:49. Acts 1:8 say, and power to endure suffering. We're talking about power of prayer, power from above, because we could do nothing without God from above. No matter what we try to attempt, we cannot do anything without our Heavenly Father. We need him every step of the way. We can't make it without him. And so we come to give him praise today. We come to give him glory today. Because it's all about him. It's not about us. And when you talk about prayer, you know, prayer. You know, Christ stated that when the Holy Spirit came, the disciples prayed to the Father in the name of Christ. You know, this enabled all Christians to come to God with all their needs, prominent among their needs in the minds of Apostle Paul, or a deepening of faith in Christ, love for God, and a growing appreciation for God's love in turn. You'll find that in Ephesians 3:14-19. You know, prayer is also part of the Christian armor against satanic attacks. You'll find that in Ephesians 6:18. You know, furthermore, believers are encouraged to pray for all sorts of things with thanksgiving, praying, Philippians 4:9, to be free from anxiety. The power of praise and the power from above, free you from when you go through and read the word. You know, the Christian prayer is rooted objectively in Christ's intercession, subjected in the enabling of the Holy Spirit. The church is a kingdom of priests, often seeking spiritual praise. You'll find that in Hebrews 13 and 15, 1 Peter 2 and 26. But Christ is the great high priest. Nowhere in Scripture is it suggested that there is any meditation between God and people except for Christ. 1 Timothy 2 and 5. Nowhere in either the Old Testament or the New Testament is there any encouragement to pray for, to encourage God boldly in prayer, receiving God's mercy through Jesus Christ, and be assured that give basin. I mean, you know, when you think about when you reassure grace, you will be provided with and it is needed. Right now we need grace. We need salvation. We need joy. We need peace. We need everything that's right upon the land. We don't need to be shucking and jiving, peeping in the hiding. We need to study the word of God, the word of prayer. You notice that when you go to God with a situation, he starts turning that thing around. You may not see it right then, but you start seeing it by and by. How he wants you to listen, how he wants you to treat others and listen. So we're talking about power of praise and power from above. And let's go over to some other scriptures on the power of prayer. You know, it's the ability to create successful marketing strategy of the resources to buy and sell whole companions. You know, only Jesus said the Bible is found the power to transform a life of all eternity. Here they're telling us that. You know, how is the power of God seen in a world where potential leaders have the power to destroy the inner many things apart and over? You know, the God of thunder, the Lord thunder, now the mighty men, you'll find that in Galatians 20:6-8. And God's power is directly from the wonders of common. So when we think about the power of prayer, don't you know, we can pray for a situation right where we are. We don't have to go cross town. We don't have to leave town. Just go and pray earnestly, and God will grant you your petition. He will tell you if it's for you, if it's not, if he wants you to do this, or if he don't want you to do that. Through power of prayer, with the power coming from above, because the power is coming down to us, you all. We don't have the power without God. You know, God, the power of God is even seen in a world of political leaders have the power to destroy the planet many times over. You know, the God of glory, of thunder, the Lord thunder over the mighty sea, God's power is closely seen in the wonders of creation. Over in Psalms 20:6-8, some nations boast of their arms and weapons, but we boast in the Lord our God. You know, God's power is greater than any army. I don't care how many people you have in the army. If God is not there in the midst, they will be taken down. But when the power of God coming down, when the power from above come down to you, you can do things that you thought you never could do. That's the power of God. You know, Jesus said, you won't have no power over me at all times if I was given to you from above. So you see, we can't have no power unless it come from above, from the Lord. Early rulers and authority have power only because God had allowed them to exercise it temporarily. My. Over in Romans 8, 1 through 14, it says, then Jesus said, for the power of the life-giving spirit has freed me and you from the law of sin and death. You know, the power of the Holy Spirit can transform any life for eternity. Over in Revelation 1 and 8, the word of God says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord God, the Almighty One. Only Christ can rightly claim to be the beginning and end of all things. Revelation 4:11 says, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. To Christ the King alone belong of honor and power. I'm going to stop there for a few minutes. Anybody would like to say something that's on the line about power of prayer and power coming from above? Anybody, you may hit one on your keypad on your phone, and I will gladly bring you in. We're talking today about power of prayer and power from above. We can't do nothing unless the power come down from above to us. Only with God power can you accomplish great things. All nations will recognize God's power. Right now, different things are going across the world right now. Wars, rumors of wars, fighting, shooting, tornadoes, kidnap, killing. But until the power of prayer go forth over the whole land, you're going to see the power from above fall down. When people start praying, you know, God supplied power to the tired and the weak. No matter how tired you are, weak in your body, just start talking to the Almighty God. That's what I was doing last night and this morning. I said, I'm having a come to Jesus meeting with the Lord. Because, Lord, I need direction. I need to do what you say do. I need to hear what you say and do. I can't do it without the prayer and without the power from above to give me the strength to go on. You will receive power from the Holy Spirit. My. When you get that power from the Holy Spirit, my. And then you put it with the prayer. And you say, well, how do we pray? On our knees or standing silent, or our out loud alone, or with others, by root or spontaneously? And does prayer really induce God to manipulate events or otherwise act on our behalf? Although the Bible does not take up these and other questions directly, prayer appears on nearly every page at the very essence of a faith relationship with the living God. You know, simple enough for a child to understand and yet so profound. We spend a lifetime plumbing its depth. Prayer assures that it is possible for us to have an intimate relationship with a God who hears, cares, and is able to act. That means that power from prayer is coming from above. You can go to God and say, I confess my sin. I am deeply sorry for what I have done or said. And God hear you when you say it and doing it from the heart. That means that prayer he heard, that means he's sending power from on high on your behalf. You know, throughout the Bible, effective prayer include elements of adoration, confession, commitment, as well as request. You know, Jesus taught the disciples that prayer is an intimate relationship with the Father. Prayer is to be consistent and persistent. That means when we pray, we got to keep on praying, you all. We want to stop and give up. Until you see that thing materialize, we got to keep praying. We got to give God all the glory. With a prayer to God of heaven, prayer can be spontaneously. You can be anywhere. You can be driving your car. You could be in the grocery store. You could be at the filling station, doctor's office. But, you know, prayer comes. You say, let me start praying. I see some things in the spirit realm. I see some field and some discernment. Let me go to praying. It's not that you got to stand up and everybody hear you. You can go to praying inwardly. And God will start opening doors, start blessing you inwardly. And it will start showing outwardly. We're talking about power of prayer that's coming from. And, you know, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. You know, the earnest prayer of a righteous person have great power and work for results when you come to God in prayer. God does not ignore our prayer. We think because he didn't answer it right then when we got through saying it at our mouth that he's not going to do it or he's not going to come. No, he don't work like that. Our prayers bring us into God's presence when we pray. He hears our prayer. He's looking down on us. God honors persistent in prayer. We got to be persistent in some situation. We can't give up. God will give you wisdom if you ask for it. A sincere prayer brings wonderful results. And God hears our prayers when they are in line with his will. You know, when you're in line with God, he will hear your prayer. But if you all jacked up, trying to tell somebody how they can stay jacked up and stuff, that's no. It ain't going to work like that. You have to go to God yourself and ask God for the power from above. You know, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. God invites us to bring all our needs to him in prayer. So today we're talking about the power of prayer and the power from above. Without the prayer going up, first said, when the prayers go up, the blessings come down. So that's why the power of prayer going up, the power from above is coming down to answer every one of your needs, everything that you're praying about. So we come today just to give God the praise today and thank him for the power of prayer because we could not make it without the Lord. We need him every second, every minute, every second of the day. We need prayer. We can't make it without prayer. So today, this is the broadcast that I want you all to remember. Power of prayer and power from above. That means no prayer, no. And if you're going to worry, don't pray. And if you're going to pray, don't worry. So today, that was our broadcast today. Power of prayer, power from above. And the way our prayer is going to be answered is coming from above. So today, I hope everyone that listened in was able to get something out of the lesson today, something about the power of prayer, how important it is for us to pray and to give it to God, and how important is it to receive the power from above for the prayer we have already prayed and still praying that God would give us. He know how to do it. And we give him praise this morning. We give him glory this morning because it's not about us. It's all about him. So today, as we get ready to leave the broadcast, but we don't leave your presence, stay tuned with us next Wednesday. Hopefully we have another exciting topic to talk to you about through the Word of God. And in the meantime, keep Apostle Sadie lifted up in prayer that she will continue on bringing the topics God gave me to bring to this line each and every Wednesday, and bring the women to the line every second and fourth Saturday of the month. So come on aboard. We would love to have you. The power of prayer and power from above. So until next week, I'll pray that each one of you all will have a blessed and a glorious time in the Lord this week, that doors will be open that have been closed in your face, that God will show up and show out in each and every one of you all life. And until next week, be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. Bye-bye.